Pop quiz, asshole. You have a hair trigger aimed at your head. What do you do? What do you do?
Welcome in to the Most Dangerous Podcast. Brought to you by your favorite host, Uncle Kurt.
But now, yeah, I'm thinking on that.
What's up, boys? Welcome in to the Most Dangerous Podcast. We're going to be talking about the most dangerous animals in the world today. No, not really. We're going to talk about the stupid fantasy football league. We are deep into the NFL season, boys. Deep into the fantasy football season. It's week two. Deep. I'm 2-0. You guys probably saw it. You guys probably saw AJ Brown out there. He's pretty good. Yeah. Well, you might be thinking to yourself, what are we going to talk about today? I'm going to tell you right now. Weekly recap. Is that what I call it? Sure. Weekly recap. We're obviously going to jump into that pop lock and drizzle drop. We also have a new segment that I think you're going to like. And we can all thank Mr. Jerd for this one. So let's jump on into it, boys.
Let's see that in an instant replay.
In our first matchup of the week, we had Kevin Bacon Fan Club versus Team Dr. Zaroff. Kevin Bacon Fan Club was my lock of the week. And let me tell you, I locked her up. KPFC had AJ Brown, who I've already talked about how awesome he is. KPFC also in his flex had Mr. Patterson Barnes, kid in the background going fucking crazy for 21 points. On the other side, I do enjoy the risk-taking, but Dr. Zaroff's plan to play two Seahawks receivers and two tight ends did not quite work out this week. KBFC took the win and went 2-0 on the week. In our next matchup, we had Magnificent Mediocrity versus the Electric Dream Machine. This, for the most part, was an uneventful matchup, but luckily for the Electric Dream Machine, Carson Wentz crazy for 33 points. Get it? And that was the difference maker in the matchup. Electric Dream Machine edges out Magnificent Mediocrity for at least one win on the week. Our next matchup, we've got Big Country Encroachment versus Bottom 2. And what did I tell you about Bottom 2? That he wasn't gonna be Bottom 2. Look at this boy out here with 150. Doesn't matter that Big Country Encroachment only had 84 points. Bottom 2 got it done, and he's out here eating W's. Two of them. Our next matchup, we had Cammy's Roach Coach versus Team Kahlua. And for Jert's team, bombs are busting everywhere. Dak is hurt and Dalton's here. It's heartbreak warfare. Oh boy, does it hurt for Jert another year where Dak is down. But for Team Kahlua, that's what he needed. He edged out a single win with 101 points. Our next matchup, we've got A Beautiful Mystery versus The First Kissy Face at the Sunset Grill. And as we all expected, Seabad 15 has come from champion to the first pop of the week. I'll take solace in the fact that I at least predicted the pop of the week, but this guy's too goddamn good. We're going to have to do something about this. A Beautiful Mystery, 2-0. And our last matchup, Digs Out for Harambe versus Hertz Donuts. And it does. My drop of the week, JDL55, just barely edged out a win. 150.92 to 150.4. And if Jerry Jeudy could just catch a goddamn ball, I would have gotten 3-0, the pop, lock, and drop. Not mad about it. I don't know why you think that. Okay, not upset. Fucking, they both got wins. Moving on. Okay, last week I went 2-1 in the pop, lock, and drop. This week, my pop, surprisingly enough, is A Beautiful Mystery. I know, sorry, it's boring, but I'm out here to get correct predictions, okay? I'm not here to be exciting. It's not what this podcast is about. Next up is my lock of the week. And I'll tell you, I'm going to be just as exciting as I was in my pop of the week. I've got Diggs out for Harambe over Team Dr. Zaroff. Yeah, I think he's going to play two Seattle receivers again, and I like those kinds of odds. And finally, we've got my drop of the week. This week I've got Team Kahlua drop of the week. First kissy face at the Sunset Grill is off to a good start this week. I think it's time for Trey Lance to bounce back in week two. I know JDL55 is probably out there like, they both have 50% chance to win. Well, Team Kahlua is out-projecting first kissy face at the Sunset Grill by 1 point. So, technical underdog, scoot along. That's my pop, lock, and drop. Now let's jump into that new segment. What's it gonna be? Look for a taco, look for a burger, look for a surprise that we're made in a microwave. Come on down to Kenny's Roach Coach. Yeah. What's up, dudes? Welcome into Cammy's Roach Coach. I'm Cammy.
And I'm Roach Coach.
Oh, guys, we're really excited that you're here. We're going to be going over some specials from Cammy's Roach Coach that you can order today.
Hey, you got any food for me, dude?
Yeah, dude, but we're talking to our fans right now, okay? You could eat later.
Fuck yeah, dude. I forgot about that, dude. What are we having today, bro?
This week on the menu, dude, we have Justin Herbert's quarter baby back ribs.
Oh, dude, that's awesome, dude. I get it. He plays quarter baby back for the Chargers, dude.
Yeah, dude. You're going to get a quarter rack of baby back ribs. But the twist is, we've shattered one of the ribs inside. So, it's both delicious and painful.
Oh, dude, that's fun, dude. It's like a whole virtual reality type situation.
Yeah, dude, it's virtually real, dude. So guys, come on down to Kemi's Roach Coach and get a quarter baby back rack of ribs for $10.69. Come on down today for a limited offer. If you eat Justin Herbert's quarter baby back rack of ribs in one sitting, you'll win a free baby potted Joshua Palmer tree.
Oh, shocker, dude.
All right, that's it for us, dudes. Come on down. You're looking for a taco, you're looking for a burger, come on down to the best place to smoke a roach. I'll see you here, guys. Bye. All right, boys. Another week on the pod, done and into the fantasy weekend. And just remember, you know, if you have your hopes down, going into week two, anyone can launch into first place in their division. You still can. So don't get your head down yet. Yep. See ya.